It's October 17th. The Russians are sending their newly drafted soldiers to the front en masse. Mass mobilization is obvious to everyone at the front. Firstly, among the Russian prisoners of war, there are simply crowds of those who were sent to the army a week or two ago. And secondly, the intensity of the battles is clearly increasing day by day. Even the rumble of artillery became much more active than just a few days ago. Wow, real Waterloo, one of my colleagues described an artillery duel that took place not far from our positions. What the Russians are doing is really reminiscent not of modern warfare, but of Napoleonic wars. With their insane mobilization, with hundreds of thousands of hungry, ragged, incompetent recruits thrown into the trenches. They were there for one single purpose – to form a wall of cannon fodder, a human meat hedgerow that Putin and his generals use to stop the Ukrainian advance. Will they get it? Of course not. In the 21st century, wars are not won with cannon fodder. The high-precision weapons in service with the Ukrainian army will soon leave the mobilized Russian without communication, without supplies, and without commanders. Without this, the army simply turns into a crowd of frightened people. Those of Russians who are smarter will hasten to surrender. Fools will be killed by the Ukrainian liberators. In the best case, for not the most intelligent occupiers, will they remain crippled. It is very possible that among the wounded and killed occupiers there will be my acquaintances and relatives, or even relatives. I have already said that it is difficult to find a Ukrainian who doesn't have relatives in Russia. I also have. Will I feel sorry of these people? No, I will not. I won't gloat, but I won't be sad either. These people made their choice. They stayed in Russia after it unleashed a monstrous war against Ukraine. They hoped to sit out and wait out this war. Putin had other plans for them. He organized mass roundups of men who are now forcibly driven to the front. And now those who could voluntarily join the war against Putin will become his pawns, who will certainly be crushed by the Ukrainian army. Mobilization is such a straw that Putin is trying to grab onto while obviously losing the war. For him, this is a Wunderwaffe, as for Hitler, his rockets with which he threw Great Britain, something that should turn the tide of events in his favor. Putin is ready to fill the trenches with more and more soldiers and replace those who have already been sent to the front and died with new ones. Russians sent to the slaughter by the trainloads will somewhat delay the catastrophic defeat of Russia, but will not stop it. Russia will emerge from this war not only as a pariah country, not only as a state with a reputation spoiled for decades, but also as a country of cripples, both physical and mental. The captured Russians will beg the Ukrainians not to send them back to their homeland, where poverty and lawlessness will reign. They are already refusing to exchange. Russia now criminalizes surrender. Returning home will face up to 10 years in prison. The last time the Russians punished their own prisoners of war was during Stalin's time. The Russians are trying to spin the globe in the opposite direction, to return those days when greedy and cruel tyrants could dictate their terms to the world. Okay, enough about Russians. Please remind me that the next time I will tell you about my army days.